Until 2012, Somalia had been in a state of near-constant civil conflict following the collapse of its central government in 1991. But the last 4 years have seen a major transformation of the country's government and institutions, said President Mahamud.
2016 will be a decisive year for Somalia. Last week, we successfully agreed the implementation roadmap for 2016 electoral process. This means we are on the track to undergo the historic first democratic electoral process in 47 years in Somalia.
He thanked the Security Council and the international community at large for supporting Somalia's resurgence through the UN Mission and Support Office and the African Union Mission in Somalia, AMISOM. He added that although a strict arms embargo had been essential in the past for helping stem the flow of arms to terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab, it was now standing in the way of national security. Although partially lifted, it needed to go, he said.
This will enhance our national capability to confront and defeat international terrorism at home and provide the best protection for our citizens. These instruments are outdated and restrictive at the best and misleading and undermining at the worst.
Giving the overview from a UN perspective, Special Representative for the country, Michael Keating, said that the broad momentum towards a fully functioning federal government was creating historic opportunities. But huge challenges remained, he added, not least the onset of a major drought. There could be no repeat of the 260,000 lives lost to drought in 2011, he said, and humanitarian aid and support was essential.
The challenges faced by Somalis are formidable. The progress is real, but reversible. The state formation and electoral processes remain vulnerable to spoilers. AMISOM needs more support and cannot stay forever. So we must do our best to make sure that progress is not reversed, to build national capacity of the Somalis to take over from AMISOM and to generate the jobs and revenues needed for a sustainable state. Our and my efforts to do this depend in large part upon the unity of this council.
Speaking on behalf of the African Union and AMISOM, its permanent observer, Tet Antonio, said that it was critical the Council renewed the mission's mandate next month. He said the 22,000-strong force was the minimum needed to bolster government forces in the fight against Al-Shabaab. Extra resources had been agreed this year, which would help to bolster the historic electoral process.
This will ensure that Al-Shabaab does not succeed in its attempt to disrupt upcoming elections in Somalia and will make it possible for them to take place in an enabling, safe and secure environment.
In a major electoral reform milestone, political leaders in Somalia also agreed to set aside 30% of seats in the new federal system for women. Compared to elections 4 years ago, the electorate itself will be 100 times larger, offering a genuine choice of candidates, said Michael Keating. Matthew Wells, United Nations.